In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The focal point, the center, really, of the Jewish religion, it's centered upon this promise of the Redeemer. It's something that they spoke about, certainly, something that they yearned for, and they all hoped to see the day when the Messiah would finally come. But over time, perhaps what could have crept in was a kind of superiority complex, that they knew the Messiah would come to them. They knew that they were the chosen people. And what had they to do to prepare themselves? He had already promised to come to them. Surely God could have validated this claim. He could have come in great power and majesty, as the gospel says today. He'll come at his second coming. He could have come as a king, and the Jews could have been very happy, very chuffed that finally they've been validated in this claim that Messiah has come to them. But he does the very opposite. His whole coming is surrounded in this obscurity, this darkness of night, not even within Jerusalem, outside of Jerusalem, not even in a proper house, in a stable. And he doesn't reveal himself to all the Jewish people. He reveals himself only to those he finds that were truly yearning for him and searching for him. He reveals himself only to these shepherds on a hill, minding their sheep, in the darkness, in the silence, certainly where they spent countless hours of prayer and thinking about the coming of the Messiah. We've now entered the season of Advent, this first Sunday of Advent. We know, you know the drill. It's a preparation for the season of Christmas. But perhaps we can have a bit of the same complacency as the Jews. We know what's going to happen. The four Sundays of Advent, the midnight mass, and Christ will come to us again at this Christmas. But that's not completely true. Yes, the feast will happen, but it might not happen in the way that God wants it to happen for us. In fact, we won't receive those graces of Christmas if we don't have that great desire and that yearning, that search for the Messiah. If we don't search, we won't find anything. And what could be said of the Jews could be said of us also. He came unto his own. His own didn't recognize him. His own did not receive him. So this time of Advent really is a time to renew this search for Christ, this desire for Christ. And the more important the thing is that we search, the more earnest, of course, has to be our desire to find this thing. Perhaps one of the best examples is this parable in the Gospel of St. Luke of this woman who has these 10 groats or these 10 coins, and she loses one. And the Gospel says that what does she do? She doesn't rest until she finds it. She takes a candle, she takes a broom, and she sweeps. We can imagine her shining this candle in every corner of the house and sweeping her whole house until she finds it. And this is the kind of desire and yearning we have to have for the coming of Christ. But we live in a world with many distractions, many things which can take us away from this path, this search and this yearning for Christ. We live in a world where perhaps we've never been so distracted before. And of course, I've talked about this before. The one thing, perhaps the biggest culprit, is that thing which we have in our pocket, which we're always looking at, that's going off. And they say there's an average of 46 notifications we have a day. how often it's taking us away from this opportunity to search and desire Christ. Maybe Advent is a time to turn off some of those notifications. I know perhaps we're in very important WhatsApp groups and we get sent very important YouTube videos about what this next American doctor has to say about the vaccine, or I don't know what it might be. But just think, what is God going to ask you when you sit before his judgment seat? He's not going to ask you, did you see this or that YouTube video? Or he's not going to ask you, perhaps even your thoughts on when the next lockdown is going to happen. He's more likely going to ask you, how did you spend your Advent preparing for the coming of my son? Did you make a concerted effort to push aside some of these distractions and to focus on that? Perhaps we can spend some time this Advent in silence with Our Lady, preparing for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we won't receive this grace, these graces of Christmas, this peace, this joy that our Lord wants to give us with his coming, unless we truly desire it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.